I don't, you know, I just would have to make stuff up, I guess. Ed and I go way back. We were, he grew up in the same church that I was in. I'm not sure I ever grew up, but we go way back to our days in Williamsport. We quizzed together. For those of you who know what Bible quizzing is, we quizzed together. He was better than I was, but like I said to the group last night, I just got in quizzing to meet Sherry, and it worked, so it's all good. Ed and Sue Daneker have been serving with the Christian Missionary Alliance for more than 26 years, and they are currently on what we refer to as home assignment, where they come back and report some of the good things that God has been doing and encourage us to pray and continue to give to the Great Commission Fund. So it's a joy to give Ed the microphone and allow him to share this morning.
It has been a very good weekend here in Carlisle, and Friday we were at Chapel Point, and then since yesterday morning we've been sharing with you, and I want to remind you, in the foyer there, we have our Thailand display table. There is one thing we want you to take. In fact, we would not be disappointed if they're all gone. And that is our prayer card. And so please remember to take a prayer card. One lady this morning already asked, how do you send out your prayer letters? How we do that is we have an excellent missions website that's done by our Eastern PA district called cmastories.com. And it's only for missionaries who are in open access countries. Thailand is one of those countries. Cambodia is another one. And we can actually talk on the internet, do emails, and openly share about what God is doing in our country. And so what we encourage you to do is get one of our prayer cards, and it has the information about going to CMA Stories. And when you get to the section that is the Danekers, click subscribe to get our updates. And you will then be asked for your email. And then when you send them your email, they'll send you an email back and to ask you to confirm. And at the beginning of each month, we put out our prayer letter. And we put pictures with that prayer letter, sometimes videos. And so, in fact, this week, before the 7th, we need to put out our monthly prayer letter. That's always my wife Sue's deadline, is the monthly prayer letter goes out on the 7th. And so Sue always like, I got to get something written so that it goes out by the 7th. So please take a prayer card and look. And if you do that, look forward to the prayer letter coming out on the 7th, which I believe is Thursday this week. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, verses 13 to 17. Let's pray before we share together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to worship you. Thank you, Lord, that we have freedom to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, we thank you that faith comes from hearing the word. And Lord, let us be encouraged by the testimonies of our brothers and sisters in Thailand, of how you have used your word to bring them to faith and draw them closer to Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that that would be our experience this morning. Help us to be believers who delight in your word. And Lord, we thank you and we commit this time to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Romans 10, starting at verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Lech told Sunan that if he wanted to be set free from the grip of alcohol, he needed to read God's word. And Lech said, Sunan, actually I was worse than you before I met Jesus. Because not only was I addicted to alcohol, I was addicted to drugs and to cigarettes, and the hardest was the drugs. He actually was addicted to the amphetamines, or the uppers, as some people call them. And Lech said to Sunan, when I felt the urge to do drugs, I read God's word. And as I read the Bible, the desire for drugs started to go away. And God gradually gave me victory and set me free. But then Sunan said, I can't read. I only went to school to second grade. And on top of that, his mind was wasted from having abused alcohol for 40 years. So, first of all, I gave to Sunan a copy of the Jesus video. The Jesus video was done by Campus Crusade for Christ. Basically, everything that is spoken on the Jesus video is taken from the Gospel of Luke. And so Sunan would watch the Jesus video for hours every day. When I would go every Thursday afternoon for Bible study with him, we would watch the Jesus video. We would watch one or two scenes of that, and then I would read the passage from Luke, from where it was taken from. We would talk about what it meant. We'd discuss how it applied to our life. But you know, you need more than just the Gospel of Luke to grow in your faith. So I got an audio Bible for Sunan. Now here is my wife Sue with a Thai lady, and hanging there around her neck is an audio Bible. Now, those of you who are my age and older, you remember the transistor radio. Now, our Thai believers actually call them their Thai Bible radio. But you can't get the radio on it. The only thing that is on it is pre-programmed with the entire Thai Bible, and then also chronological stories of starting with creation and all the way through 70 of the highlights of the Bible, all the way through to the prophecies of Jesus' second coming. And what he would do is he would turn on his audio Bible right after he got his shower in the evening. And I was sharing with you how it's so hot in Thailand, you just take showers sometimes two or three times a day. And Sunan would get a shower in the evening and be ready for bed, and he'd turn on his audio Bible. And he would listen to God's word until he went to sleep. He left it playing through the night. So if he woke up and had to use the bathroom, he heard God's word. He woke up in the morning listening to God's word, and it continued. He let it keep on playing until he had his breakfast. Now, the audio Bible is a dramatic recording of the Bible. What that means is when there is a conversation, you hear different voices. And even if it's like, for example, Jesus with his disciples in the boat and the storm is raging, and then Jesus calms the storm, you hear the fearful voices of the disciples. You hear the wind and the waves in the background, and then Jesus calming the storm. I once had an opportunity to meet a Wycliffe Bible translator missionary. And this missionary said, I was involved in the production of the Thai audio Bible. We needed 45 Thai voice actors and voice actresses when we recorded the Thai audio Bible. And so God used his word for Sunan. Before he came to know Christ, Sunan told me, I was drinking 2.5 bottles. Now, this is when he got baptized. But he was drinking 2.5 bottles of strong rice whiskey every day. He was basically just drinking and hardly eating at all. After he came to know Christ and was listening to God's word, watching his word on the Jesus video, he cut back to a bottle a day, and then a half a bottle a day, and a quarter of a bottle a day, and then finally about 1 inch in the glass. He said, just so my hand wouldn't shake. And he had been a believer for about 4 months. And on July the 3rd, he came to church, and he told our Thai pastor, Pastor Sukhprasan, who is baptizing him there, I am just down to an inch in the glass, and I'd really like to be free of alcohol. Well, that Sunday at the end of the worship service, before we dismissed the congregation, Pastor said, we're going to have special prayer for Sunan, that God would set him free of alcohol. And so Sunan came forward. All of us men, now our church is small. We just have like 30, 40 people. So all the men, we gathered around Sunan and laid our hands on him. The ladies extended our hands, and we united in faith that God would free Sunan of alcohol. That evening when he got back home, he thought, am I going to have a little whiskey or am I going to eat rice? Nope, I'm going to have rice. And he says, I have not touched alcohol since that day. That was July 3rd. Interesting, you know, we as Americans celebrate our day of freedom as July 4th, our day of independence. His day was a day earlier, July 3rd. And also his wife, Samrui, likes to listen to God's word. Now, she says, you know, Sunan, he gets in bed, and before you know it, he's asleep. But she says, I take a while to fall asleep. When he's sleeping, she takes that audio Bible, and she turns it to the Psalms. And she says, you know, even when you're reading the Psalms, it's interesting because about every 5 chapters, they change the voice. So you don't get bored of the same person reading. And she said, when I listen to the Psalms, I feel so peaceful. Well, several months later, after Sunan was set free from alcohol, Samrui chose to trust in Christ as her Savior as well. Now, Samrui had the same problem. She said, I only went to the middle of 2nd grade and I had to drop out of school. So she says, I can't read either. But you know, interesting thing happened as I'm having discipleship Bible study with them. They're watching the Gospel of Luke on the Jesus video. We're reading it. They're listening to God's word. They started to take an interest in actually what was the written word. So I gave them first a children's New Testament. Now, what is nice about a New Testament, a children's Bible, for someone who says they don't read? Pictures. And Sunan was noticing, oh, this is Jesus calming the storm. And then in the Thai language, it said, Jesus calming the storm. And then there's another picture of Jesus healing the leper. And what started to happen was the basics of reading that he had learned in second grade started to come back. And he started to read that children's New Testament with the pictures. His wife, Samroy, started to read it too. The basics of reading that she had learned as a little girl, even what little bit she got to the middle of second grade, started to come back. I was telling someone here this morning, the Thai language actually is quite easy to read in that every consonant and every vowel is always pronounced the same. So it's not, our English language actually is hard to read. You know, we say we have A, E, I, O, and U, and sometimes Y as a vowel, but think of the different ways you pronounce the A. Think of the different ways you pronounce an E. But in Thailand, an A is always pronounced A. And it's only pronounced A. Because then you have an A vowel, an A vowel, an U vowel. And so all of the vowels are very precise. And so they started to remember to read God's word. And what's happened is now the two of them are actually reading the regular Thai Bible in large print and having their devotions together. And these two are, Sunan is in his early 60s, Samroy is older, so she's about 70. They've been married for more than 30 years. And Samroy had told me, she says, you know, I never thought I would be happy. I had been married to a drunk for more than 30 years. And now you see them together, and they are so cute. They're like newlyweds. They have a new relationship because they're new in Christ. And it is a blessing. God has used especially the audio Bible in their life. They still, even though that reading abilities come back, they still listen to the audio Bible at night. Now, we have other people in our church that they never had a chance to read. And so and it often happens with the ladies, the oldest girl in a big family. And when the younger siblings come along, that oldest girl is told to stay home and to take care of their younger brothers and sisters. And the boys were given the preference to go to school. This happened with a lady from our mother church. Our mother church is called the Mahapon Living Water Church, named Lamoon. Now, I met what happened with Lamoon. She grew up in northern Thailand, up in the mountains. And these are mountains similar to like the Poconos. And when she was a little girl, there was a church that had a Saturday morning children's Bible club. And she went to that, and she really liked it. And she even thought, it would be nice to be a Christian. Her family was Buddhist, like most of the Thai people. But then when her mother found out where she was going Saturday morning, her mother forbid her to go. I met Lamoon about 4 years ago when she was 60 years old. We were doing an outreach with the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes from Samaritan's Purse. We were doing an outreach, and we had 50 children on straw mats on the floor. And with Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, they really want the children to receive the greatest gift of all, Jesus. You know, it's not the box, even though there's great things in the box, but the greatest gift of all is Jesus. And so our Thai pastor, Pastor Sukhprasan, the one you saw doing the baptisms, he was sharing the gospel with the children. I was standing in the back where all the parents and the grandparents were watching what was going on. And when he asked the children, would you like to trust in Jesus as your Savior? And if this is what you would like to do, raise your hand. The moon was standing right next to me. And I hear her say, me too. And she raised her hand. And as the pastor, Pastor Supersan, led the children in prayer, phrase by phrase, to trust in Jesus, the moon is standing here next to me saying loud and clear that same prayer. Sunday, she came to church. Now, normally what happens when we have a new believer in church, we give them a free Thai New Testament. When I handed it to her, she says, I can't read. I never went to school. So I got her a Thai audio Bible. And she listens to God's word. She has a hard life of poverty. She lives in basically what we would call a shack with her teenage son here and also her elderly mother. And she works at a school washing dishes in the cafeteria. She makes minimum wage. Financially, she's just getting by. She's struggling. But spiritually, she is rich. She beams with the joy of the Lord. And it's very clear that she loves God's word. When she comes to church, even though she can't read, she's attentively listening as they teach in Sunday school and also as God's word is preached in the sermon. And sometimes I'm there in church and I see her nodding. And I hear this, yeah, I've heard that. And I ask Lamoon, are you listening to your audio Bible? Oh, yes, every day. And then at our Thai church, we have fellowship dinner. And it's pretty easy to have fellowship dinner at a Thai church. You know, all you need is a big pot of rice and a couple stir-fry dishes. And so Lamoon is back there washing dishes. And she's using her gifts, her talents for the Lord. And I say to Lamoon, thank you so much for washing our dishes. And she says, I'm happy to do it. And she gives me this big beaming grin. And it's just precious. And praise the Lord. We also have some seniors in our church that they can read, but because of failing eyesight, they can't read anymore. This has happened to Ngam. Ngam, at 77 years old, came to know Christ as his Savior. He's the daughter of Nun. Now, I'll be sharing with you more about Nun in my sermon. But Nun is a hairdresser. You can turn to the next picture. Nun is a hairdresser. And when she came to know Christ, her immediate concern was for her whole family to know the good news of Jesus. And she started praying for her family. She prayed for her dad. And her dad came to church. The very first time he'd ever been to church, 77 years old, and he loved the family atmosphere of our church. And particularly older seniors like Sunan and Samroy and Lamoon just warmly welcomed him. And he said, church is so different from the Buddhist temple. You just go, you do your merit, and you go home. But here at church, we're like a big family. And so because of his failing eyesight, I gave Ngam a Thai audio Bible. And he says, when I listen to God's word, I feel so peaceful. And he is gradually growing in his faith. He impresses me when he comes to church. He lives right along a canal. And he doesn't live with his daughter, Nun. And so Nun lives there at the beauty shop. And so when he comes to church, first of all, he has to get in a boat, cross the canal, and then takes a bus to church. And he often beats his daughter, Nun, to church. It takes him a good half hour to come to church. She can walk to church in 5 minutes. He gets to church and he says, "Where's Nun?" Well, she's coming, and she does. But praise God. Now, we also have some others who can read but don't like to read. And you may know people like that right here. They can read, but they don't like to read. Vrung, he is one of those people who does not like to read. Now, he and his wife, Nok, their work is they are concrete road contractors. They pour the concrete roads. They do concrete parking lots. And Vrung has told me, when we get the blueprints for a new job, I don't even read the blueprints. My wife, Nok, will read the blueprints. She'll tell me the specifications for the road. His favorite time to listen to God's word is when they all pile in the pickup truck to go to the job site. They'll turn on the Thai audio Bible. This way, his wife, Nok, who is also a believer in the Lord, can listen to God's word. And then all of their employees who are packed in that crew cab of the pickup truck can hear God's word as well. And their desire is that their employees would also come to know Christ. And that's not them doing a job of the concrete roads, but that's just what they do. Pouring the concrete out in the heat and humidity, and it's hard work, but God has blessed their work. And nowadays, because of today's technology, there are many ways that we can be enriched in our faith. You know, it used to be, if you wanted to study the Bible, you had to read it. Now, there are so many resources available to us. Now, what's interesting, when I go to a church nowadays and I say, "Open your Bibles," half of the church pulls out their cell phone and brings up their Bible app. Holy Bible YouVersion, this is my favorite. I have it on my phone. And it is great because I did a little notice of it, is for the English Bible, we can get 60 different versions of the English Bible. But there's hundreds of languages from around the world on it, including Thai. And there's 6 different translations of the Thai Bible. Now, you also, if you don't have time or you're not able to read, you can put it on play, and you'll hear it read to you. Now, also, they have other features that I like. There's the verse of the day that is always very encouraging. There's various Bible reading plans. There's topical Bible reading plans. And then they even have Bible videos. There's the Jesus video on the YouVersion app. And you can watch it in English, or you can watch it in other languages as well. Now, another app that I have on my phone that I also like is Bible.is, Faith Comes by Hearing. This actually is what you would hear the Thai audio Bible or any dramatic Bible. And so I can listen to the Thai audio Bible in a dramatic format on this. You can listen to the English Bible on this. I've listened to the NIV being read on my audio Bible. So this is a great resource. And for people particularly that you might know that say, I can't read, or I don't like to read, or my eyesight's no good, encourage them to use Bible.is. And it is the dramatic conversation style, as if you're right there in the scene. Another one that a lot of people use is Our Daily Bread. And the church here has the new Daily Bread that's come out for March. I use the Daily Bread, and I have the booklet, but I also have Our Daily Bread on my phone. And you can read that in English, and I understand that it actually, it has an audio feature, so it can be read to you. But it's also available in a number of other languages, and it's in Thai. So I actually, on my phone, I have it queued up to read it in Thai. This is available, I believe, on the internet as well. Another one that some people like is Mission.119. This is done by one of our Alliance pastors, John Soper. And it has a daily devotional of about 10 minutes, a Bible reading, and a brief commentary about that passage. And their focus is, they said, our mission is for you to become the fully devoted disciple of Jesus that you were called to be. And that is the goal of our daily devotions, is we want to be the fully devoted disciple of Jesus that they were meant to be. Praise God, because of the technology that we have today, there are many resources to help us get into God's Word and grow in our faith. Now, there's some people, they like to just read straight through the Bible. They start with Genesis, they read a couple chapters a day, they get to Revelation, and then they go back and start doing that all over again. Now, there's some people, they like the chronological Bible. Other people use, there's all kinds of different resources. There's the Upper Room and whatever. What I want to encourage you this morning is, use whatever method, use whatever resources that are best for you, but do that so that you will grow in your faith. Now, what I would like us to do, and we have, about another 20 minutes, right, left for Sunday school? If you would turn it to the next slide, the last slide. What I would like us to do is to gather around in small groups. It's a little bit difficult with the pews here, so you might have to turn around or with the people behind you. But this is what I would like us to do in our small groups. Share how do you have your devotions? What resources do you use? Maybe you use the Daily Bread. Maybe you use YouVersion on your phone. Maybe you use something else. Maybe you just read straight through the Bible. Maybe you use the chronological Bible. But share with your group what resources, what methods do you generally follow in your daily devotions. Share with the group the blessings that by doing that you get from the Lord, how it helps you grow in your faith. Now, there are times, and it's happened to me at times over my Christian life, where life gets busy, life gets hectic and crazy, and it's a week, and you haven't opened your Bible. It might have been last Sunday was the last time you opened your Bible. Just humbly admit that and say, this week has been horrible. Please pray for me, because I want this time to be a time of encouragement. I want this time to be where we learn from one another. And then last of all, pray for one another. Encourage and support one another. And so end your time in your group as you're sharing about your devotions, praying with one another. And so if you would leave this slide up while we do our small groups. And so you guys right over here would be a good group, and just form little groups. And if you want to, you can move on up here to the front and kind of form your group. So let's do that for about the next 15 minutes, okay?